Hare Krishna. We're in Delhi, and arrived yesterday evening. And when I arrived, then I got a message to speak to communications coordinator and coordinator of the program we're having tonight, Yudhisthira Govinda. So we spoke, and I was interested to hear that he said that Govinda Maharaj and Indradum Maharaj were coming to this program because I had communicated with them earlier in the morning, and they said that they weren't. But she said, no, that's the latest, they're coming. So that was good news. And then this morning, I wrote to them both. First, Govinda Maharaj, I heard that you're coming to Delhi. And he replied, he said, no, there's, I'm not going to come, and neither is Indradumna Maharaj. It was an accident. One of his disciples, someone I don't know, or at least I don't think I know them, girl who's 24 years old from Australia, but of Indian origin, and what was it? Her name was Braja Bhavi. All I know was that I had a rickshaw accident. Obviously, more than just she was in a rickshaw, but, and left her body, and that was towards the entrance of Radhakund. So then, in the Dhamma Maharaj, she's going to be obviously staying back, and Govinda Maharaj was going to help him with functions, two about functions. And he just wrote me a bit about a girl who said she was, she's 24 years old, I think I mentioned. She's an accountant. And then she quit, and she decided she just wanted to become full-time devotee. And she didn't want to just dedicate her life to Krishna consciousness. She didn't want to get married or have children. So sounds like she's a real, very serious, wonderful Vaishnavi. And then Indradumna Maharaj also wrote, "Oh, family is all devotees. And parents as well, I would imagine they're all be coming here." And I'm here, meaning they're coming to India, and but the two Swamis aren't coming to the program, understandably. So that's that was the news, and something that we always need to be prepared for, because it could happen at any time. Here's 20, age 24, and of course she had that desire to do full-time service, so she's certainly going to be doing full-time service now, because Shastra and Acharya state that devotees who leave their bodies in Vrindavan, what to speak of in Radhakund, then they go back to Krishna. They go to where Krishna is displaying his pastimes. And they're going to be engaged in full-time service. So, always a reality check. Many millions of people are leaving their body in the world today. but probably none in such auspicious circumstances. Of course, departure, especially with Vaishnava, is always, as Shakespeare calls it, sweet sorrow, but still, that's life, and that's the material world that we're living in. But we need to be very prepared. We need to be ready. It could be at age 24, it could be at 54, who knows. At least it's good that someone has that reputation of being a very well-liked, popular, appreciated, recognized Vaishnava or Vaishnavi. So that, which is an indication that they're highly qualified, and Krishna wants to take someone. There may be some residual karma that you have to burn off through an accident, but ultimately all of those things are in Krishna's hands, or in Radhakund and Srimati Radharani's hands. And that's the news today. Hare Krishna.